I'm going to teach you a strategy to hack the retirement system. Welcome, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime investor and founder of Morris Invest. And on this channel, we help you to build financial intelligence. That is the goal, something we didn't learn in high school growing up, right? They don't teach you how to build financial intelligence. They don't teach you any of that. So please subscribe to the channel and welcome. Okay, hacking the retirement system. Now, according to recent data from the Federal Reserve, only 40% of Americans feel like they're on track with their retirement savings. I'll ask you guys, do you feel like you're on track with your retirement savings? Drop me a comment below. So let that sink in for a minute. 40%, less than half of adults feel prepared to cover their expenses in their golden years. That's really unfortunate. And our government has failed our citizens, right? They haven't taught us how to be successful. So I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Traditional retirement accounts like the 401k that the government pushes on us aren't designed to give you confidence or financial security. According to Vanguard, the average 401k balance is just over $112,000. So if you retire, are you going to be able to live off $112,000? I don't know about you, but I wouldn't be able to fund my retirement years in just over $100,000. Like if we retire at 59 and a half or in our 60s, you're going to live for another 20 years on that amount of money? Really? You better be on food stamps for crying out loud. So if you've resigned your retirement to these old school plans like pensions and 401ks, you're missing out on an incredible way to build wealth for retirement. It's called self-direction. In this video, you're going to learn about the power of a self-directed IRA, why it's a superior retirement strategy, and how you can use a self-directed IRA to buy performing assets. You can outpace inflation and create a comfortable retirement. You can beat everything that Vanguard just said in their latest study. So first, what the heck is a self-directed IRA? Well, self-directed IRA is an alternative retirement account. It's set up similarly to any other IRA that you know about, but it allows for a broader range of investments inside of the account. A self-directed IRA gives the control back to the investor instead of lining the pockets of some financial advisor or some employer somewhere. Let's be honest, Wall Street makes money off of your 401k plans. And in a self-directed account, you're in control. So let's discuss how this self-directed IRA differs from other retirement accounts. Now, most retirement accounts you're familiar with, like a 401k or a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, they're all stock-based accounts. The sad truth is, with these accounts, you have very little control. In fact, most people hardly spend any time at all considering how their funds are going to be allocated inside of these accounts. If you were to peek behind the curtain, you'd actually find that your accounts are subject to a lot of fees, hidden fees. They're buried in there. And the investments inside the account are likely benefiting other people and other entities more than they are helping you. I'm reminded of the story that Home Depot started implementing automatic 401k plans for new hires, people they hired and brought in to work there, right? So you automatically were enrolled in a 401k plan. Who do you think that benefits? Well, when you dive into the fine print, you realize it benefits Wall Street and Home Depot. Is it really helping you? Not really. Now, you might be wondering if this is some sort of new risky investing scheme, a self-direction. Is that something new that these people just came up with? No. It's been around since 1975. It's older than me. It's a viable option as part of the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974, actually. You just haven't heard of self-direction because it's not promoted by big brokerages or banks. Why is Fidelity not promoting this? Why is Charles Schwab not promoting this? Why? Because they don't make any money off of it. When you do a self-directed IRA, you make the money and they don't. So they're not going to promote it on television commercials. A self-directed IRA can be used to buy a myriad of asset types, not limited to just to rental properties, but that's my favorite. You can buy precious metals, cryptocurrency, raw land, livestock if you want to own some cows, oil and gas. Real estate, though, is clearly the industry I have the most experience with. So let's talk about buying real estate inside of a self-directed retirement account. The funds inside the self-directed IRA are used to buy the property, okay? Therefore, the IRA earns the returns from your rental income. The income from the rent goes back into the self-directed account. Every single profit and expense flows through the IRA. So what are the benefits of using self-direction to fund your retirement? Well, number one, freedom and control. This is truly what makes the self-directed IRA stand out from any other retirement plan. The self-directed IRA is flexible and it allows for a wide variety of asset types. Unlike traditional plans that limit you to stocks and bonds and mutual funds, with a self-directed IRA, there are a handful of prohibited transactions, but for the most part, you get to choose whatever type of asset serves you best. This means you don't have to rely on a financial advisor or any kind of a company to dictate your destiny. You have the freedom and the control to decide for yourself. Next, diversification. Because a self-directed IRA allows you to invest in alternative asset types, it's a great way to diversify your portfolio. You can have gold and silver and real estate in a self-directed account. Talk about diversity. You can have protection from the swings of the market and the inflation as well. This is another great benefit. Traditional retirement accounts are tied to the stock market. Remember what happened in 2008? How many people lost just about everything because their 401k plans plummeted after the great collapse in 2007, 2008? Yet if you were retiring right at that time, you lost everything. And then some people had to wait 10 years for their account to just get back up where it was 10 years before that. Right? That leaves your entire retirement totally vulnerable. Every time the market takes a hit, you take a hit. But you can buy tangible assets in your self-directed IRA, which protects you from that volatility. Next up, higher returns. Now, when you invest in a regular stock-based retirement plan, you're vulnerable to the swings of the stock market. But because you have more control with a self-directed IRA, you can choose tangible assets with the potential for higher returns and protection from the stock market. Next up, tax-free growth. This is perhaps my favorite part of this. In addition to the existing tax benefits of a normal IRA, a self-directed account comes with a big extra bonus. The income that you make inside of your self-directed IRA grows tax-free. That's right. So when you retire, all of that rental income that's been coming in over the years is yours tax-free. So what are the drawbacks? Are there any cons in this? Well, these are important to consider. Think about these things. You have to know yourself and you have to know your goals to determine if investing in a self-directed IRA is right for you. Number one, you've got rules and regulations. So while the self-directed IRA does offer a ton of freedom, it's not a free-for-all, like just a land grab. The IRS has set forth a lot of rules and regulations around self-directed IRAs. There are prohibited transactions, disqualified persons, and more. So if you're not up to that type of structure, you might want to reconsider another retirement strategy. Next up, lack of liquidity. This might be something that would hold you back from using a self-directed IRA. When you invest in a traditional stock-based account, you can sell your assets like right away, that day if you want, right? But since most self-directed IRA assets are alternative assets, they're not very liquid. You know, how can you get started? So if you're interested in buying real estate or another alternative asset inside of your self-directed IRA, you'll need to work with a custodian that specializes in self-direction. A custodian is necessary, and they're going to facilitate every transaction and be sure that you're in compliance with the IRS. And at Morris Invest, our company, we have a team of self-directed IRA experts who walk you through the entire process of buying real estate with a self-directed account. We can set up your account in as little as 10 minutes. That's right. And we can guide you through the purchase of a rental property. So to learn more, you can schedule a free call with our team. Just go to morrisinvest.com. We'll have a link in the description below. Because using a self-directed IRA to build your retirement funds is a great way to hack the outdated and broken retirement system. If you're financially intelligent or you're up for the challenge of a bit of extra legwork, then consider taking responsibility for your financial future and pursuing a self-directed IRA as part of your retirement plan. I hope you found this video helpful and I hope you feel empowered to take control over the future of your retirement because, let's be honest, knowledge is power and putting that knowledge into action can change your life. So go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. It's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.